this story, and then I really do have to go. My 5-year-old grandson, as I was leaving San Francisco yesterday, he said to me, Mimi, my name, Mimi, war with Syria. Are you yes, war with Syria? No, war with Syria. Now he's 5 years old. And war, he's saying war. I mean, we're not talking about war. We're talking about an action. Yes, war with Syria. No, war with Syria. I said, well, what do you think? He said, I think no war. I said, well, I generally agree with that, but you know, they've killed hundreds of children there. They've killed hundreds of children. And he said, 5 years old, were these children in the United States? And I said, well, no, but they're children wherever they are. So I don't know what news he's listening to or where, who he's listening to, but even a 5-year-old child has to, you know, with the wisdom of our interests, well, how does it affect our interests? Well, it affects our interests because it was, again, outside the circle of civilized behavior. It was humanity drew a line decades ago that I think if we ignore, we do so to the peril of many other people who could suffer. So